Fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back. Second half hour, hour number two on Hump Day Wednesday, October 4th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys part of the show today. Kind of interesting. The splitter strategy is in full force. Splitter strategy, what is that? Well, it usually happens only on the Republican side of primary elections. Democrats never do this, ever. They have their anointed person that the party picks and says, that's it. Debbie Stabenow announced her retirement. She's not running for re-election to the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C. So what did the Democrats do? They anointed Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of people running, but they don't have a snowball chance. Slotkin will be the Democrats' candidate to replace Debbie Stabenow in Washington, D.C. to represent the state of Michigan for the next 30 to 40 years. It's that simple. Six-year terms. She'll run, she'll get elected, she'll be elected for five, possibly six terms. State of Michigan will never be able to elect a Republican to replace her. Because the power of incumbency, folks, in Washington, D.C. is huge. Well, on the Republican side, supposedly, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig announced on X, on Twitter, that he was officially running for the Republican nomination to further split up the votes among those Republicans already running. The list is getting longer. And what will happen? Former Congressman Mike Rogers will win the Republican primary. James Craig joins former Congressman Mike Rogers, State Board of Education member Nikki Snyder, which is a complete joke. Nikki, you need to drop out. Former Dow executive Michael Hoover, a Berrien County Commissioner Ezra Scott. Ezra, you need to drop out. Sharon Savage, I don't even know who you are. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, she was on the show. Jeff J.D. Wilson, again, don't even know who he is. And Alexandria Taylor, don't know her either. I guess some attorney. Even former U.S. Congressman Peter Meyer has been contemplating throwing his hat into the ring. This guy, elected down in the time of Justin Amash's district, the 3rd District of Michigan, well, that's all been changed now, but his very first vote in Washington, D.C. as a U.S. congressman was the vote to impeach Donald Trump. And this guy's a Republican? Craig ran for Michigan governor in 22, but failed to make the ballot with several other candidates after his signatures collected by paid gathering companies were found to have been forged. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Lavora Barnes released a statement about Craig's run after his announcement, highlighting the turmoil going on in the Michigan Republican Party. Craig has a long record of dodging accountability, leaving Michiganders behind, standing against Michigan's auto workers, backing an abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest, Barnes said. Oh, she's got her talking points down. Meanwhile, the Democrats have six people running to fill the seat. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, Democrat from Holly, of course, the front runner. An actor, Hill Harper, State Board of Education member Pamela Pugh, former state representative from Detroit Leslie Love, Zach Burns, and Nasser Baydoun. Remember, Nasser Baydoun was on this show. Ted Goodman is serving as a consultant for the Craig campaign this go-round after having worked on his team during the 2022 gubernatorial campaign. Splitter strategy on the Republican side isn't going to happen on the Democrat side. These other people are just wasting their time against Elisa Slotkin. But it very well may help Mike Rogers win the nomination on the Republican side. And that would be sad, in my opinion. And Mike, I'm still waiting for you to come on the show. When I met with you and talked with you and your campaign, I guess, manager, Chris Gustav, when we talked at the Island House, you said you would come on the show. Waiting for the call, Michael, or Mike Rogers. One of the things I think we're looking at, is the fact that this seat, folks, could flip because of the very unpopular person sitting in the Oval Office right now, Joe Biden. The economy, inflation, the price of gas, the price of food, the price of utilities, property taxes, all the things that are going on in the state right now, the right person could win this seat against Elisa Slotkin. But because everybody is going to support their little candidates that don't have a snowball chance in heck of winning against Elise Slotkin, some people are supporting Nikki Snyder, Michael Hoover, Ezra Scott, Sharon Savage, Sherry O'Donnell, Jeff J.D. Wilson, Alexandria Taylor, and even now, James Craig, and possibly Peter Meyer. The big, steep state political insiders, the donor class, Betsy DeVos and folks, they're all pushing Mike Rogers. That's where their money's going to go. That's where you're going to see the TV ads, the radio ads, the mailers in the mailbox. Mike Rogers will be blasting everywhere. We need to figure out who of these candidates do we, the people, want to support? The grassroots. Now, where this is going to come down to, folks, in my opinion, is going to be signatures. I believe it's 15,000 valid signatures, no more than 30,000. So, you have to understand that this is without a doubt, going to be a politically fought primary, and it's all going to be based on getting out the vote. Whoever can get the signatures to get on the ballot and who has the money to do the campaign from 30,000 feet. Radio, TV, and mailers. statewide office. You cannot possibly attend all 83 counties to get your name out. You're not going to get donors given $20-$25 to give you the money necessary to do a 30,000-foot campaign. Mike Rogers, probably, maybe, having DeVos and the donor class support could do it. I don't think they're going to support James Craig. I don't believe they're going to support Peter Meyer. So we shall see. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. But when this comes down to it in next year's Republican primary, remember I said Nikki Snyder, Berrien County Commissioner Ezra Scott, Sharon Savage, Jeff J.D. Wilson, Alexandria Taylor, they will all be below 5%. 5%. 2%, 3%, 4.4%, whatever it is, those names right there will all get less than 5% of the total vote. Whoever the Republican is that wins this primary, with all these people running, folks, they may win this thing with 20%, 25%, 28% of the total vote. Nobody's going to get 51%. Nobody is going to get 51%, a majority of those Republican primary voters to vote for him. It's called the splitter strategy. And that's exactly what's shaping up. So, yeah, Craig announced. All these others are possibly thinking about it. Unbelievable. And then we're going to talk about what happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday to the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. We no longer have a speaker right now in Washington, D.C. He got voted out. 8 Republicans voted with the Democrats and voted the speaker out of office. Final segment of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Come join Vicki and I at the Constitution Boot Camp Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the AmVets Post in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Get a crash course in our U.S. Constitution. Learn how to read it, understand it, and then be able to hold our elected officials accountable using your new knowledge. Text the word boot camp to 231-360-5140 to receive the website and email address to register. Again, text the words boot camp to 231-360-5140. See you there.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said,
hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. We're going to extend the registration for this Saturday. We still have an open couple of seats available, and we would like you to come. If you haven't sent an email yet to Roxana at buildingblocksforliberty.org, just text me bootcamp, and I'll text you a clickable link. What you have to do is click on it. An email will pop up on your phone. All you need to do is register by email that you plan to come, pay at the door. $25 includes a workbook about the class where you're going to take notes and then take it with you, and it includes lunch. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday, October 7th, in Elk Rapids at the AmVets Post right off of U.S. 31. Weather is going to be ucky. It's going to get cooler. Rain predicted for Saturday. You may as well come and get some training. Get to see Vicki and I. Many other patriots are coming. It's going to be a good, informative class that you need to be trained on the U.S. Constitution. Then we can hold our Congressman Jack Bergman, Congressman Tim Walberg, Molinar, Huizenga. All of them stood and voted to support Kevin McCarthy staying on as Speaker. Well, an effort led by Matt Gaetz of Florida and seven other congressmen joined the Democrats and voted McCarthy out as Speaker. Heading into this budget negotiation to stop the insane spending going on in Washington, they had a prime opportunity to shut the government down. Non-essential services wouldn't have changed your life or my life in any way, shape, or form. But it would have forced the Democrats in the House and the Senate to work together with the current occupant of the Oval Office to do something about our runaway spending. $33 trillion in national debt, interest rates going up. Because of the interest rates going up, we are spending more in interest now in this country. Interest on the national debt, folks, is getting on par right now with certain portions of our defense budget. Certain programs that the military rely on to defend our country, we are going to spend more on interest than we are on those programs. Stop and think about that. This isn't the principal, this is the interest payments that must be paid, or our country will default. And Bergman, Molinar, Huizenga, Wahlberg, Republicans stood by McCarthy yesterday. Why? Because McCarthy and these congressmen obviously are getting money from lobbyists, special interest groups. They're not taking donors or donations from donors of 25, 30, 50 bucks. They're in it for the big money. Then they can take that big money and meddle in state representatives and state senate races here in Michigan to keep their political machine going. If you see Congressman Bergman, ask him, why did his PAC that was supposed to be put together to help veterans run for office, why did he donate $5,000 to Cam Cavett's campaign to defend him in this recall effort when Cam Cavett's not a veteran? Where did you get the money, Jack? Oh, that's right. It came from lobbyists in Washington, D.C. You see how this is being played? Well, Matt Gaetz and these seven other Republicans gave McCarthy the boot. But here's the problem. In the chain of succession, folks, you have the president. If he's no longer able to serve, it goes to the vice president. If the vice president isn't able to serve, it goes to the Speaker of the House. Third person in chain of succession to be president of the United States, and we don't have one right now. They've got to elect a new speaker. McCarthy will probably run again for it. 15 rounds of voting. 15 rounds of voting before they finally approved McCarthy. And you think he's going to run again? Really? Steve Scalise's name is being mentioned. Others are being mentioned. Honestly, nobody wants it. But we got to have one. We got to have one before the government shutdown vote. That's the interesting thing. We don't have a speaker to lead the House to vote for it. McCarthy was booted out primarily because he cut a deal with the Democrats. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer. The same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing,